You know, today was the day that you know, I thought the offense, you know, won the day. I mean, a lot of explosive plays, just big runs. You know, I thought there was you know, some connecting on big plays. You know, some of that was mistakes that we were making defensively. You know, obviously, you know, not one of our best days, you know, there on that end. But obviously, I thought, you know, as we got into third down situations, you know, defense responded well at the end of practice. And for offense, you know, we got to continue to pick it up. But you know, like I told these guys, you know, you get you know, 10 practices in, you know, every rep, every play, you know, we got to continue to push the standard that we operate. And there's plenty of things that can try to distract you. Plenty of things that, whether it's your body aching, you know, obviously the rigors of what we try to do just within the course of practice, you know, trying to challenge them, trying to make them uncomfortable. And if you allow it, I mean, you can definitely allow, you'll see a dip in what your performance is. And I thought there were some times today that, you know, we just weren't as good as what we've been. And so, obviously, we got to respond to it and go get better. But I thought offensively, there's a lot of really good things. I think you're seeing the offense building and their confidence. I thought DJ had another, you know, good day. You know, Brock was limited today. You know, we'll probably be a few days just with him being limited. Had a, you know, a non-football you know, thing happen that is going to keep him probably for a few days. But you know, he'll be able to get back to work before spring's over with. But it'll probably be out a few days, which gave, you know, opportunities for other guys. And but ultimately, just all part of it.
Do you like where the running game is 10 days in?
I'm seeing growth in it. And, you know, obviously, you know, guys are growing in their confidence in the technique, the fundamentals, you know, overall execution. I thought at the backs, I think we got an explosive group of backs. And, you know, if you give them space, you know, they got an opportunity to make something happen. And, you know, I think the O-line is just growing in what we're asking them to do.
Specifically with Roydell Williams, what have you seen from him this spring? What areas?
Yeah, you know, I think he's a big back that has great, you know, short area quickness, explosiveness. You know, trying to you've seen probably in this last week, you know, him really take a real positive, you know, step just in what he's been able to do. You know, I think a better understanding of tracks, footwork fundamentals. You know, some of the ins and out of what we ask our backs to do here. But a very versatile player, and you know, I like what I'm seeing so far.
Saw quite a few plays from Sean Murphy today. I guess, how have you seen the comprehension start to ramp up for him?
Well, he was one that, you know, he dealt with a few little, minor, you know, physical things, just, working through, that kind of limited him some this last, over the last week and a half. Kind of challenged him today just to go out and play. I mean, you know, not to worry about, you know, something that might be ailing you, just you go out there and put it on display. And I thought he had his best day. You know, we need him to continue to build in that confidence. And you know, after, you know, a day like today, I thought there was some really good moments. And you know, hopefully, continue to take some positive steps from that.
The run blocking, is it just, you think, some continuity?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit all just, you know, sometimes it's, you know, just a better understanding of targets, of you know, points of, you know, where we want to be, you know, guys that are, yes, I mean, you know, feeling more comfortable working together, you know, in that, you know, there's so many different factors that go into it. The backs, you know, efficiency in their footwork, the hitting the track, you know, hitting the hole at the right time. Quarterback's doing a good job of you know, if we're not in the right look, finding, you know, being able to help us get into the best look. You know, all those things, you know, play a factor. And so I think that you just see that growth from those guys.
Are you asking the guys that have played a lot of college football to maybe do things that they didn't do with the volume that they might have had their previous institutions on the offensive line?
Specifically on offensive line? Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's, for guys coming in, you know, guys that have joined the program, obviously, you know, Richie and TJ, I mean, you know, I think those guys are both very talented. I've been really pleased with what I've seen with Richie, just in his growth and understanding. You know, TJ's, you know, obviously, you know, great talent and ability, and I think you see him growing in confidence. There's some things that, you know, he's been really trying to have a great focus on in areas where he can get better, but I just love their mentality. So it's been good, but yes, we're trying to stretch them to, you know, as much as possible, just to kind of help build them through sometimes the ups and the downs of what it is, you know, playing up front.
Can you see Marvin kind of get closer and closer to what you think he can?
Yeah, I mean, he's on track. I mean, I feel great about, you know, who we have. And I think, the last probably week and a half, he's really, he's accelerating his, his reactions, his confidence, the steps, all the things that he's doing. But you see the ability. I mean, he's what we thought.
Are you receiving one of those awards? Are you receiving one of those awards
today? Yes.
Can you reflect on just what that's meant to you and the staff?
Well, I mean, it was tonight specifically, with the Dodd Award, the Dodd Trophy, that's a... it's a special award. It's probably, one of the greatest awards for a staff to be able to receive, because it really encompasses it all. It's the on the field performance of what a team does, but when it also comes to the academic performance, and then just the overall character and impact that a team is making. And I think when you look at our guys to what they mean to the community, what they do in the community, obviously the academic success that they've had, and how that's helped us translate on the field, is a tremendous honor for our staff, and just grateful for that recognition.